Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are in the book of James, chapter number 1, and we've been looking at the idea of religion. The Bible talks about pure religion and undefiled. And we've been talking about conversion or counterfeit and asking some questions. On Monday, verse 21 of James 1 says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness." And we talked about, is your religion a personal religion? Has it affected your life? Have you received with meekness the engrafted word? And then on Tuesday, we talked about it being a practical religion. Is your religion a practical religion? "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves," verse 22 says. And then on Wednesday, we talked about asked the question, is your religion a profitable religion? The scripture says, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And then yesterday we outlined the marks of a phony religion. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. And today, I want to ask the question, is yours a pure religion? Verse 27 says, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this." First of all, I want you to think and look. The Bible says, before God and the Father. In other words, a legitimate religion with a legitimate source. Did you realize so much of what's being done in the name of religion today is being done before men, being done before our peers, our neighbors, our Sunday school teacher, our pastor, our deacons, whoever? So much of what's being done, it's not legitimate. At its very source, it's being done to see and be seen. And yet the scripture teaches that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. And so a legitimate at its source. But then look what the scripture says. This pure religion, what it does, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Now you think about this just for a moment. What can the fatherless give back to you for visiting them? Absolutely nothing. In this case, it's typically they're destitute. There's nothing that they can give you in return. The same thing's true with widows in their affliction. Widows in affliction. What can a widow in affliction give you? Nothing. Nothing at all. So in other words, there's no profitability in this type of service. You know, it's funny how that works. There are preachers who they will go visit as long as they can get an offering. As long as they get a little money each week, then they're faithful to go. But when the money stops, somehow or another, they don't have time to show up like they once did. Well, can I say it this way? Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Talking about pure religion, it's legitimate at its source because it's before God and the Father. And also it has love in its service. Its service is based upon love, not upon pride, not upon prestige, not upon any of these other things, but true love, a one-way love, a charity, a love that expects nothing in return. And then the scripture goes on to say, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In other words, pure religion, it has a legitimate source. It is performed before God and the Father, and not before men. Secondly, pure religion has love in its service, to do for those who can't do back for you in return. And number three, pure religion leads to a life of sanctification and to keep himself unspotted from the world. May I say that's a hard thing in this hour, and yet the scripture teaches that it's necessary and that it's possible to have pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father. Lord, I pray that everybody that's listened this week would examine their religion and their conversion, whether it be true or counterfeit, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.